Tomorrow, the Museum of Fine Arts Boston opens its first ever exhibit of contemporary Latin American art to the public. The show, called Permission to be Global, features the work of 46 artists, sculpture, painting, installation, and video. All of it is on loan from an influential Miami-based collector. WBUR's Andrea Shea took a tour during the exhibit's installation and has this report.
In the MFA's Foster Gallery, two men maneuver a hydraulic lift, then slip thousands of foot-shaped cutouts from phone book pages onto heavy metal pipes to create striking floor-to-ceiling columns.
Is this where the sign's coming, Jen?
This is where it's going, right here.
Senior contemporary art curator Jen Mergel feels the weight of the art here, not just physically, but symbolically. It hails from some of the world's most repressive and dangerous countries. The curator talks about the show's title, Permission to be Global, and calls globalization an ideal. In Latin America, she says, it exposes damaging and dramatic inequalities between rich and poor, the powerful and the controlled.
Of any artists across the planet, who have had decades of experience dealing with that disparity, artists from across Latin America have. I would say it's been fundamental to a lot of the work that many of these contemporary artists look at.
Mergel points to a videoed performance piece that condemns Guatemala's government.
This is Regina Jose Gallindos, Who Can Erase the Footprints? She created this piece as a public performance through Guatemala City in the year of 2003, when she learned that the individual largely responsible for what is estimated to be 200,000 deaths in Guatemala would be allowed by the national court to run for president.
In protest, the artist filled a white basin with human blood. Then, while walking barefoot between Guatemala City's Capitol building and the National Courthouse, she dipped her feet into the blood, leaving a trail of red prints. They memorialized the lives that were lost in the country's civil war in the 1990s, Mergel says.
As a very petite woman, she is making a huge and bold gesture with that simple performance, and we're very excited. This exhibition is the first that will be including new performance pieces as part of the exhibition checklist. And so that's a big step for the MFA, and it's a really exciting step for the show.
But this exhibition represents another big step because it's the first time the museum is focusing a show exclusively on contemporary Latin American art.
Because we really want to build our collections of contemporary art from across Latin America. This is one of the world-renowned collections. It's showing our seriousness and our commitment to this endeavor that we're partnering with her. And look to what it means for Boston.
What does it mean to me? Being a Latin American, I think it's great. You know, if the Museum of Fine Arts represents the majority of white America, the fact that white America is now learning to absorb another culture, I think it's great. Sure. Mind you, that other culture was always here.
That's Camilo Alvarez. He owns the Samson Gallery in Boston's South End and has been showing and selling contemporary artwork from Latin America for a decade. Alvarez says the region has long been exploding with intelligent, edgy creativity. He explains how galleries like his can be nimble, while museums are encyclopedic and move more slowly. He says it's always interesting when a behemoth institution such as the MFA homes in on a certain milieu for the first time.
Latin Americans in general have a very, very fine, jagged, and precise political view that I think will change how the U.S. or the MFA views those specific countries.
And he adds an important fact. The Latin American population is no longer a minority in the U.S.
I think it's really smart and astute for them to, you know, try and attract that demographic.
On top of that, Alvarez predicts that by teaming up with a major Latin American contemporary art collector, the MFA will also attract attention from the rest of the art world.
So they're trying to kind of politically align themselves, because this is always, you know, art is a political situation.
Each part of the partnership gains something always, and that's how it should be.
Every piece in the MFA show is from collector Ella Fontanelle Cisneros. She says her collaboration with the museum broadcasts its interest, and she adds the MFA is not alone.
before it was rare, the museums that were collecting Latin American art. And it's very interesting that now museums like the MFA and other museums have an interest, for example, the Guggenheim also.
Originally from Cuba, Fontanella Cisneros fled to Venezuela and now has been dubbed the Queen of Miami's art scene, where she runs a foundation dedicated to Latin American artists. With the MFA, the collector hopes to change perceptions in Boston.
Latin America was always labeled as something very naive or colorful or many other ways, but, you know, as a serious, sophisticated art. And I think it's a recognition about that, too.
Fontanella Cisneros says she's thinking about giving Cuban art to the MFA's permanent collection. Museum curators traveled to Havana to prepare for this exhibition, including Liz Munsell. She speaks Spanish, studied in Chile, and sees this new show as a step in the right direction.
I think it's important for Latin Americans in the city. So many young Latin Americans come to study in Boston to see their culture represented in an institution like the MFA.
Munsell also heads up another first for the MFA, the museum's new performance art program. Cuban artist Lazaro Saavedra was scheduled to perform in a coffin at tomorrow's opening, but his visa for travel to the U.S. has been subject to administrative delays. That's not an uncommon situation. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Permission to be Global opens tomorrow at the MFA and runs through July 13th.